When on the conversation of athletic big men in wrestling.
I understand your mother had to be induced early due to you being 11 pounds, 10 ounces.
Weighing 399 pounds.
Leon Allen White comes to mind.
Yeah, I was pretty big baby.
Better known as Vader.
Big Van Vader.
Became one of the most notable and influential figures in wrestling. His father was a military man.
My dad was a very intelligent guy, big, strong guy, and he invented the electric hoist. And the thing about it is he didn't realize what he had because they made millions of those things. And he sold the original two he made and the plans. He still made some money, you know, building them, but not the millions that we would have had.
That would later move them from Bell, California.
No, actually, we moved to Anaheim and bought a real nice house with that money. And then from there, came back to Bell. And that's where I went to high school.
He attended high school, was on the track team, wrestled, and played football. He would later be recruited by the University of Colorado, where he played and received his degree in business administration.
It was a good time in my life. I mean, to go to school in Boulder, Colorado, and playing football.
He was later drafted by the Los Angeles Rams, but was forced to retire due to injury.
I ruptured a patellar tendon just 6 weeks before the NFL draft. They just said, Leon, it's just not going to work out. They were looking for a player that was making less money and had two good knees.
Vader began his career in 1985, where he trained with Brad Riggins.
Brad was, I mean, as good as it got, period.
He later received national exposure in the AWA, where he learned his craft and eventually got a match against Stan Hansen for the AWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Leon showed an incredible amount of promise as a wrestler, so much so that he was booked into a match with someone he would later have some seriously violent scraps with down the road, the AWA champion Stan Hansen. He would lose the match, but it was made clear that Leon was capable of becoming a very big star.
He would go on to sign with WCW for 5 years, where he would be managed by legend Harley Race, beat names like Ric Flair, Sting, and Cactus Jack to become a 3-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion. Vader was considered one of the greatest heavyweights of all time due to the fact that he moved like a lightweight.
He looked like a monster, but was capable of delivering graceful high-flying moves, and his intimidating presence made him a star wherever he traveled to.
He would do moonsaults, drop kicks, anything like a cruiserweight.
In a December 2016 Shoot interview, Vader candidly spoke about a heart specialist informing him that he only had 2 years to live.
He said, Leon, you have 2 years to live, and we've been looking at your heart, and that's the deal. So,
in March of 2018, 2 years later, Vader underwent open heart surgery. A second surgery followed in May that year. Around this time, Leon was also battling pneumonia, and sadly, the battle proved too much for him. Vader died on June 18th, 2018. He was 63 years old.
Vader paved the way for many big men today, and will forever be one of my favorites.